I'd like to turn with me in your New Testaments to Romans, the 10th chapter, Romans chapter 10. We have talked a bit this evening in the adult class about the willingness of Isaiah to proclaim the message of God. And we emphasize quite often in our preaching the necessity of sharing the gospel message to those who are in the world, that their souls might be saved. The Apostle Paul in Romans 1 indicated that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. There are two things in that passage that are very vital to the concept of the redemption of man. Number one, the gospel. And number two, faith. And it's faith in the gospel that brings about the salvation of man. It is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. Believe what? Believe that gospel that is preached. So it's not surprising that in Romans, the 10th chapter, the same basic sentiment is being expressed by the Apostle Paul. You'll notice in verse 11, it says, the Scripture says, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. There's no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So there is that concept of faith. And again, as indicated in Romans 1:16, the faith of both Jew and Gentile will result in the salvation of the individual who indeed does believe. But the question in verse 14 ties back in with Romans 1:16, and that is, how shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So it is the preaching of the gospel that engenders faith in the hearts of men to their salvation. And so if you'll notice again in verse 15, how shall they preach unless they're sent, as it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. And by the way, that concept of being sent to preach the gospel has reference to obligation, not some better felt than told calling that seems to be kind of the idea of the religious world in our day and time. That if God calls me to preach, calls me to the, quote, clergy, then I am responsible for that and must heed that call. But if I'm not one of the ones that's called, then I don't have any responsibility in that matter. God calls us as Christians to preach the gospel to them. And we are the ones that are to be sent. We are the ones that, if we do so, will please God. If you want beautiful feet, verse 15, then bring glad tidings of good things. And that will be a proper description of you. And so we're told in verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so if you want to have faith, and you're here this evening, you simply do not know about this man Jesus. And we've told you somewhat about him. And I would very quickly say again that he is the Son of God. God in the flesh, who came to this earth and lived as a man. So he is both God and man. But unlike the rest of us, he did no sin. There was no guile or deceit that was found in his mouth. He was reviled, did not revile in return. He acted righteously through the entirety of his life. And because of who he was, and because of that sinless life, he became the perfect sacrifice, the one individual who has ever lived, that through his sacrifice and his blood shed, the sins of the world could be forgiven. And Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for you and me. After 3 days in the grave, God raised him from the dead. He is alive today. He is reigning in his kingdom at the right hand of his Father right now. He desires that you be reconciled to God. The means by which this can occur is through him and his sacrifice on the cross. And if you will believe in him, you will repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. And you can rise and walk in newness of life. And through that obedience of faith, you will be saved. Offer that opportunity to you this evening. So whatever your need may be, the invitation is extended at this time. If you have that need, would you let us know by coming forward while together we stand, while we sing.